Hello, my dear sleep friends. Today I wanted to make a special announcement about my podcast. I will be producing and publishing 2 episodes each week. One of them will be an interview with an industry expert who will share with us great tips on sleeping and travel wellness. Also, I wanted to make the announcement regarding Fairy Tale Friday. So every single Friday, I will be reading a fairy tale from one particular part of the world. You know how much I love reading fairy tales and curating traditional and classic folk tales from different countries to help us have an inkling of what life is like in their culture, but also to deal and help with anxious moments that can help to calm your mind. Like the lovely characters they portray, fairy tales have a power that transcends time and place. For example, India has its very own version of Cinderella, as does China and Mexico. While the tale of Little Red Riding Hood was an established hand-me-down traditional story that came 1,000 years ago from the Middle East and is retold now in Western lands. You know, tradition helps fairy tales and stories to endure and are passed on through centuries. These stories are a fictional way of helping us confront and overcome our deepest fears, from dark to abandonment, or worries about the next day. And these stories have surprisingly fun and calming narratives to help us have that relaxed state that makes us ready for sleep. You know, as we grow older, we never lose our desire for hearing these wondrous tales about sleeping beauties, charming princes, and wonderful, magical animals in the forest. The simplistic good versus bad narrative and the wonderful characters within them help us deal with our own difficult experiences or hardships, and setting up this clear dichotomy from the beginning helps us feel that we can deal well with uncertainties and anxieties. Aside from that, it helps us to relax because it takes away our thoughts from our own stresses or difficulties of the day and brings us to a beautiful world of imagination, where we can think beyond expected boundaries. We're not limited with time, space, fears, worries. And these tales help us to build emotional resilience because we discover these stories in a safe environment. According to a study conducted in 2009, by researchers at the University of Sussex, opening a book or reading a story can help you cope with insomnia. So if I help you to read these stories, then this can help you reduce your stress by 68% because it helps you to clear your mind and prepares your body for sleep. So it's time to dive into these stories. Every Friday, I'm going to choose a story from one part of the world. Next week, it is going to be a story from China that has been told and retold centuries ago. So stay tuned for that and hope you can sleep well and relax because of these wondrous tales.